Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Hello, welcome, everybody. It's the world-famous Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Jeff Skin Wade, Jonathan Shippy Shipman, Kevin KT Turner, all hands on deck today in studio for a fun presentation, as we have a deal.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott inks a six-year extension. 6 years, $90 million on the extension part, which makes the whole contract, including the $3.9 he was going to make this year and the $9 million in 2020. All in, it ends up being an eight-year, $103 million deal total. And this is where you get into the, hey, who won this? Well, I think Cowboy fans win because Zeke ended a 40-day holdout and he's here ready to play football. He'll play against the Giants. To what level? We'll chop that up and discuss it. But if you look at the full 8 years, well, you could say the Cowboys won. Average annual value on that is 12.5. If you want to look at, just look at the extension. It's a six-year, $90 million deal. That's 15 mil per. That's more than Gurley. 50 mil guaranteed. That's more than Gurley. So both sides have real estate here to say, hey, we won the deal, but we really won't know exactly how this all shakes out until we see, all right, what are the true guarantees? What are the trigger dates for these things? What are the payments? What year did they stop paying Zeke a ton of money? You know, until we see the detail, the devil's in the details on this for sure, we won't truly know who won. But I think in the short term, Cowboy fans won because he's here and ready to play.
Yeah, well said, Ben. And I really do believe this, no matter what happens in those details, when the Cowboys can get out of it, when there's guaranteed money hanging over their heads. I mean, it's safe to say Zeke won from his perspective, right? A lot of this stuff, you know, when you start talking about average per year and all this stuff, what Zeke's going to say is, I got the most guaranteed. And I can walk around and say I got a $100 million deal. So if that's what's important to him, then he can say that. And obviously the guaranteed money, we talk about this all the time, that's what matters in these NFL contracts more than anything. That's what the contract's about. I saw so many people talking about this last week, Ben, the idea that, hey, once again, these football teams are not honoring their contracts. Oh, yeah, they are. If they don't pay you the guaranteed money that they are supposed to pay you, that's not honoring the contract. But all that's legit is what the guarantee is. That's what those contracts are really about. And the great thing about these contracts is that if the team is still paying the player what they agreed upon after the guaranteed money is gone, then that means they negotiated a great deal for both sides. What'll be interesting to see is, when can the Cowboys get out of this deal? Whenever I go to Spotrac and look at deals, I always look at where the dead money starts hitting when the production starts really declining. And I think, barring some sort of knee injury or something of that nature, I think we all universally on this show believe that Zeke has 4 years, including this year, 4 years of really badass level football to play. Would y'all agree with that?
Yes.
Barring injury?
To me,
like a
yes.
Crazy injury? Catastrophic
injury? He's 24. I think Zeke runs till he's 30.
Okay. I would say at 28 or 29, you start going, damn, we're paying him 14. We don't need to do that, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think I'd be real nervous, because if you look at this, he's 24 this year, 25, 2020. And if you look at his age 28 season, that's 2023. I feel good through there.
I do too.
After that, maybe. Maybe he's an outlier. Maybe he's a guy that won't start breaking down. Maybe even his year, age 29 year. But for him, you look at this and you're like, okay, he was about to make 3.9 next year, 9 the next year. And what will he make now over the next 2 years? And if you look at it as a 3 year thing, over the next 3 years, he's probably going to make, what, $40 million or something, as opposed to making, I don't know, 20. 22, 24.
Yeah, and we'll see what the signing bonus is, and that's upfront money. But the way I look at these things, like we talk about who won and who lost, the Cowboys lost the Dez deal. When you're paying a guy the money they paid him to not play for you, that's when you lose a deal. They lost that deal. You know, with Zeke, we'll figure it out once the details come out. To me, you lose a deal when you're sitting there going, God, it's just, let's just make, let's just, here's the $8 million, just go away. That's when you lose a deal. And really, we talked about this a lot yesterday. For the Cowboys, they are very hyper-focused on, I think, what happens in the next 2 years. I think you can say 3 years, too. This is their window. Same with the Rams. This is why the Rams spent all that money for 1 year on Ndamukong Suh and players like that. This is our window. This is when we got to strike.
No question. They're going for it now, and they're not worried about the future, which is why they had to get him here. You know, it's one thing to play hardball and say, you're being unreasonable. But he's not here. I mean, that's the thing with the Dak and Amari. They're here. They're playing. If you want to be a Super Bowl team, in my opinion, you need Zeke. If you don't have Zeke, no Super Bowl. So they had to get this deal done with him. And this is the time. You couldn't afford to just waste this year and say, we had to show him what was what and we couldn't give in. So we lost our chance to win a Super Bowl this year. Hell no. These opportunities are fleeting and the Joneses know it. That's why they had to get this done. They had to get him here. And if it screws them over a little bit in the future, so what? This is about this winning window right now.
It's going to be a day of checking out all of your text messages on 877-881-1053 on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. We'll do Tell Us What You're Thinking at 1:20. Mm-hmm. I heard the morning show, reading some texts, taking some calls. And, you know, it's kind of back and forth. The one thing I do want to say, and I know, like, in life we have this thing where we do kind of look ahead a lot, and we're always going, 3 years down the road. I do want just every Cowboy fan, whether they're at work right now or whatever they're doing in their life, to ask themselves a question. Are the Cowboys better this year with Zeke?
Yes.
And the answer is yes.
Yes.
And that's where I go, and I know there's other offensive things that you want to do that hopefully you can still do, but I guess the way I want to say this, I don't ever want to look back on the 2019 season and just be so enamored with what happens in 2022 that I take for granted what could happen this year, because it's all set up to be a really awesome year, and we have to talk about all that stuff down the future and the pie. We have to do all that, and we will, but I just want everyone to take a deep breath and go, this team's going to be pretty damn good this year. This team's going to be pretty good, damn good next year, and this team's going to be pretty damn good the year after that. And let's all just take a little solace in the fact that the Cowboys have got a chance to be contenders for the next 3 years. And whatever happens in the future will happen. But let's not regret, let's not look back on it and go, man, we kind of took it for granted. I was thinking about the Rangers the other day. I was thinking, God, I think I took the 2011 Rangers. I think I took that for granted.
Really?
I think I enjoyed it, but I don't think I enjoyed it enough. And I don't want to do that with this team. Because it's all set up to be really nice.
Here's the thing I'd say about, if you look at Todd Gurley's situation and now Zeke's situation, there's two ways these contracts go bad. Massive injury or misevaluation. None of us feel like the Cowboys are misevaluating Zeke. We all feel like Zeke is the best or, at worst, second best running back in football, right? So now it's just going to come down to health. The Todd Gurley contract is now a bad contract. And they risked that because they knew he had a history of knee injuries. The great thing about Zeke is he does not have any history of injuries. The only thing that'll really blow up that contract and make it bad is if Zeke has a catastrophic injury and then you're screwed. If Zeke stays healthy, he's going to be a badass player for the next 3 years for sure.
So I was looking at the numbers and I was thinking about this and we'll talk about this throughout the show, who won the deal. And again, we need to see the final numbers to have a good tally on it. But I think you can look at it like this for Zeke. In this year, he was going to make 3.9. Next year, he's going to make 9. So you're talking about $12.9 million, $13 million, right, over the next 2 years. With this deal, depending on what the signing bonus is, most likely he's going to make anywhere from $28 to $32 million over those 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the most important 2 years. And if you want to go ahead and say his age 26 season and include that in the mix, and he'll make another 15 that year, assuming he'll be healthy for that, you're now looking at a guy over 3 years. He'll probably make $45 million, $47 million over those 3 years, whereas before he was only going to make 12.9.
Mm-hmm.
So both sides win in that, okay, Zeke is going to make $47, $45 million over the next 3 years, and he was only guaranteed to make 12.9 over the next two. But the Cowboys did well here too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the sign of a negotiation that goes well for both sides is going to be a bloody one. And this was definitely bloody. It came down to the final frickin' hour here. But the fact that it is an 8-year deal, I mean, because we keep getting caught up in the 6-year, it is an 8-year deal. in total, because they're not just tearing up the contract. They're, you know, the next 2 years, that's still a thing. That's rolled into this thing. So it's 8 years, $103 million over the course of that. And again, we don't know how long he'll play, and sure, no way he sees the end of this thing. But over the course of that, 12.5 for the best running back in the game, that ain't bad for the Cowboys.
And here's what's going to be frustrating, Ben. What's going to be frustrating is 4 years from now, if Zeke is the anomaly, if Zeke is Emmitt and can take this workload and is still at full power Zeke, that's about the point where Zeke is going to hold out and try to get a new deal. And yeah, that's where the Cowboys are going to look at how much guaranteed money is left. And then, that might be the case, too, where we'll just let him stay away and fine him so we don't have to pay him the guaranteed money. But they do not want to be, and I doubt they are, they do not want to be paying him any guaranteed money after 4 years of this, including this season. And if it is, you want it to be minimal, some roster bonuses, things like that, that they can avoid. You just don't want to be in a situation where you're going, all right, he's not any good anymore, we'll take this $12 million hit and spread it out over 2 years. As long as they avoid that. But I don't think there's any real way that you can argue that Zeke didn't win his part of the deal. He won. Like you just said, Ben, the amount of money he was scheduled to make and now the amount of money he's going to make during his prime, because this is where running backs get screwed, is that they are paid way below market value during their prime. And then they have to enter their post-prime and try to make up for lost time. Zeke absolutely won in every regard that way.
From the AutoFlex Leasing fan text all day long, 877-881-1053. This is a pretty good one from Steve. Says, well, with Zeke, you also worry about suspension or a random traffic stop. But there's no doubt in my mind, right, that the Cowboys have all kinds of ways to where they don't have to pay for anything crazy that Zeke does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, surely that's got to be in the language of the deal.
Yes, there's going to be an escape clause. There's going to be all sorts of escape clauses, and that's probably one of the things they were fighting about. They probably weren't out front and being all public about it in that regard, saying, hey, but during the negotiations, they had to say, listen, you're one more mistake away from Goodell crushing your soul.
Possible banishment, dude.
I do wonder about the other big running backs coming down the pike. I do wonder about Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley. Those guys are going to get paid, too.
They mm-hmm. can get it.
And it's going to be right around the same thing, right?
Sir.
Saquon probably more.
Yeah, right? It's going to be like, let's start at the Zeke deal and go from there.
Yeah, Saquon is, I think, probably the best back in football. McCaffrey's, I love Zeke, but
McCaffrey's about to break out a 1,000 season.
I think
rushing and receiving.
Don't you guys think of the ones we're talking about, McCaffrey is the most likely to get broke?
Nah, man, he got seen swole, him lately? Dude.
Is he more swole?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was.
Looks like Schwarzenegger.
He actually, this is a weird thing, and I've never seen anyone do this. He actually had inserted on his bum a trailer hitch. So when he's working out in the off season, he could just lift trailers.
What did it hitch to?
No, he just had it inserted in his bum.
He just put the hitch in his butt?
Well, on it. Like on the back of his butt, he had a trailer hitch.
Did someone text in what KT's
saying?
No,
for his workouts, and then he was hauling stuff for his workouts. He got swole, dude.
Yeah.
World's strongest man.
You can text in if you'd like to comment on KT's butt hitch theory on anything else. You're welcome. Throughout the day, we'll be taking calls. We'll be reading your text messages, 877-881-1053, the AutoFlex Leasing Fantex.